You know, the holidays are a major pain in the butt for me because what happens is you have to cover every possible holiday because if you don't, that person will call that holiday sheriff
right.
and come down and torture you. The two biggest pains in the rear end, believe it or not, are the tree and the menorah. The tree's a pain in the neck because I do a lot of bar mitzvahs and the last thing you want is a Christmas tree in your bar mitzvah pictures,
right?
So I'm constantly dragging it in. And the menorah is a pain in the rear end because all my Spanish guys think it's a Christmas decoration. So whenever the lights are out, they screw them back in, and now I have this blaring menorah every day. I'm like, hey, Jefe, I fixed the menorah. You're going to get me arrested. Will you just leave me alone? I know what night it is now, I think.
Really?
Anyway, so we get it all together, right? One of my crack staff waitresses goes out, and she finds these fish skeleton Christmas ornaments, mm-hmm. which is just like the logo of Cool Fish. I said, well, how much are they? She goes, what's the difference? I said, well, we need like 80 of them. You know what I mean? She said, well, they're $30 a bag. I'm like, get the hell out of here. I'm not paying anybody out of your mind. You know what I mean? You're such a Grinch. You know what I mean? I'm a Grinch. You know? I said, besides, they're going to get stolen. She goes, you're the biggest pessimist I ever met in my life. I like to think of myself as a well-informed optimist. That's what I think. So I acquiesced. I'd hate to tell you even what I spent on these things, but they were kind of cool looking. So we put them on a tree, and 4 days later, I got 7 left.
Out of 50. People taking them off.
Yeah, grabbing them, right? So I decide that I'm going to, you know, no pun intended, I'm going to make a little fishing knot and tie them to the tree rather than just hang them on. So I tie them all up, you know.
With fishing line.
About 2 days later, I'm at the bar, and I'm talking to somebody, and I see this party of 8 leaving the restaurant, and as the last woman passes the tree, I see the tree bending towards the front door, right? And I'm looking, and she's got one hand behind her, and she's looking at the front door, not only the tree, but the thing's not letting go. She's got one of the fish in her hand, and she's dragging the tree down the hallway, to a 20-foot tree.
Right.
So I go over there. I said, excuse me, what are you doing? I said, you're stealing. For God's sake, it's Christmas. I mean, really, what about that goodwill to mend thing?
Yeah,
deck the halls.
Yeah.
Where are we?
You know?
She looks at me, and she goes, if you're going to be in about this, I'm never coming back here again. I'm like, okay, let me just understand something.
Right.
You're dragging a 20-foot Christmas tree out of a restaurant by a glass fish, and I'm hopefully Santa Claus will bring you a mirror this year.
Hang
it up and take a look.
Did she eventually let go?
She did. She got busted. I did my best Clouseau on her. You know,
attaboy.
Yeah, man.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.